You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The R in the spelling of Mr. seems easier to explain than the R in the spelling of Mrs., which doesn't have an R when you pronounce it anymore.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hi.
And some of our best questions come from younger folks, and this one is no exception.
You're absolutely right. This comes from my friend's son, Cam, who asked, why does MRS, why is that pronounced Mrs., why does it have an R in it?
I've always wondered that, Cam. Thanks for asking.
The answer is that Mrs. is a shortening from mistress.
Of course it is. Oh, boy.
Now, mistress is a very complicated word, and we're only going to have time to touch on the complications of mistress. Comes into English from Old French in the 14th century. The important thing is that it comes in referring to a woman head of household, or a woman in charge of a young person, or a woman who employs others in her service. You can see how it gets from there to being a courtesy title for women of a particular rank. And that's what happens. So you will get mistress and then the name. So we would have Mistress Kruth.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you're looking really thrilled about that. You then start to get it abbreviated as MRS. That abbreviation falls out of favor everywhere except in the courtesy title part. It is important to note that you didn't necessarily have to be married in the 18th century to be a Mrs. There's a great article by Amy Erickson in the History Workshop Journal that sorts all this out. You had, at the same time, Miss, which is also a shortening of mistress. Early on, Miss refers particularly to girls, especially of higher social status. It's the 18th century where you get the innovation of Miss coming to refer to unmarried women. And that helps create this specification where Miss is unmarried and Mrs. specifies to married. Now, if you don't want to get into this whole married-unmarried thing, which I don't really want to get into between Miss and Mrs., we now have Ms. How do you feel about Ms.?
I don't mind Ms. I think it's all right.
This goes back to 1901. There's a great piece about it in the New York Times Sunday Magazine by Ben Zimmer in 2009. It first shows up in the Springfield, Massachusetts Sunday Republican, and it is a suggestion of a way to fill this void of a term that is not Miss and not Mrs., and they say it would be pronounced Ms. It pops up a few times over the next few decades. It's really 1961 when it gets picked up by the civil rights activist Sheila Michaels, when it really starts to take off. And Sheila Michaels just died last month.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, but she gets a lot of credit for this. People say she did an important interview in late 69, early 70 about the term, and it then got picked up by the women's movement, and in particular by Gloria Steinem. And in 1971, you get Ms. Magazine.
So is there an option if we don't want to specify gender?
I think that's a great question. And there is. You're starting to see MX as a term that says not just for people who identify outside the binary, but for people who feel you shouldn't have to identify your gender in a courtesy title. MX is often pronounced MUX. It is more adopted in Britain than it is in the United States. I'm just not sure most of the time we need courtesy titles. Someone asked me, when I do an RSVP, should MX be on there as an option? And I said, why can't we just put our name? Do you really need us to identify something about our gender just to RSVP to your party?
Right. Are you going to be divvying people up?
Right. And so I think it's asking us an important question, which is to think about why do we need to know in the first place much of the time?
All right. Well, Ms. Curzan, thanks so much for stopping by.
Always a pleasure.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.